Jowson, so you're just gonna leave me butt naked without a beat to start the show?
Hi everyone, my name is Adele and I would like to welcome you to the Romantic Truth Podcast. Please be advised that you must be 18 or older due to the content of the show. Without further ado, here is your host, Jowson.
Hi everyone, Jowson with you here, Romantic Truth Las Vegas, baby, keeping it real. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to talk about something that many of you have written in about. A person, when you start dating them sometimes, once they have made the overture where they presented themselves very well, they may decide, okay, now that I've done that, I've won that person over in a way. Let me now go on and share some of my baggage or the X factor with them. Some of the things that they would have to deal with in order to deal with me. Now, this can be very heavy and very cumbersome. But there's some people out there that actually expect you to deal with their situation. See, what they try to do is get an emotional commitment, an obligation from you first, and then hit you with the truth about what you have now signed up for later, and make you look like the bad guy if you don't follow through, or the bad lady if you don't follow through. We see this a lot. Now, there's some people that actually expect you to hold up your lives and go through some of the remedial things that you've already experienced in your past experiences. Let me give you an example. You have gone through a divorce. You went through the traumatic aspects of the divorce. You went through the emotional roller coaster. You went through the financial hardship of the divorce. It was not pretty. You had to pay your attorneys. You had to go through all of this shit. And you have it done. And now you're free and single. And you meet someone. And they haven't quite leveled with you or told you the truth about their situation. So they might have said they're divorced. Or they're single. In order to keep you around. So they could pull you in. Emotionally, obligatorily, where they can get some sort of commitment or obligation from you. And then, after they've done so, then they tell you, oh, by the way, I need to file my papers for divorce. Or I'm going through a divorce. Because they feel as though they have enough equity now in the relationship, being that you have now been pulled in, that you'll look bad leaving them. Do not allow this to happen to you. It's their problem. And see, some people want you to actually go through an experience with them, and they look at it as a bonding moment. Well, if it's something that they should have taken care of before they started dating, that's not your problem. Child custody cases, divorces, that is not your issue. You get pulled into that if you want to. It can be costly. I had that experience one time where a lady had lied to me, told me she was divorced. We started going out. We were having sex. I mean, she was throwing pussy on me left and right. And I knew something wasn't right because it was just too enthusiastic. Most women, they kind of got to get to know you a little bit before they start doing that. Now, I mean, it was like every time we got together, it was sex, sex, sex. Which I wasn't complaining about because she was pretty good at what she did. But here was the problem. After she had done all this, she said, well, something I got to tell you. And of course, you know, I asked her two questions. Were you born a man? Which I knew wasn't the case. And the second question was, do I owe you child support? And she said no to both of those. I said, okay, we could talk then. She says, well, I gotta be honest with you. I'm still married. Now I need some help financially with my divorce to get an attorney. Ladies and gentlemen, I then took my dick, put it over my shoulder, and I tied a rope around my waist to make sure the head won't drag on the ground, and I walked away from her ass. I didn't say a word. I just walked away. I got up and left. And she was calling me, what about your commitment? What about that? Let me tell you one thing, folks. If somebody lies about something like that, please make it a deal breaker. It will save you time. Because more often than not, if they're going to tell a big ass lie like that to get you, they're going to tell other lies to keep you. I'm just telling you. You can't win with a person like that. Now, they honestly feel as though you're obligated. So if they are going through a bankruptcy, it could be a whole bunch of things. Because see, what you have to remember is sometimes you catch a person in an emotional state where they're just looking for somebody to cling on to, somebody to purge to. They're looking for something out of convenience when they need to be taking care of the business. And some people think the answer is in a relationship with another person, and it's not. And they get upset, of course, when you tell them, well, don't have it together. And this is the thing you got to realize, fellas. Women will get mad at you if you don't help them in those situations. But if they find you in a situation like that, they say, no, get your shit together. They tell you to call Tyrone. So what I'm telling you guys, if they want equality, just like they would not accept you, you don't have to accept them. Don't be a simp and let a piece of pussy put you in a position where you are going to do nothing but perpetually fuck your life up. And let me tell you something else. For some of you guys, some of you out there, and you justify being used by women. You will sit there and let a woman railroad you and run you over. Then you become defensive when family members, friends, and other people, even the woman's girlfriends in some cases, they tell you, you're a goddamn fool. You keep doing it. But then you sit back, you're frustrated, and you're starting all over again in life. And you're going to ask yourself, how many times are you going to start over in life? You know, your fuck-ups in life should be before you're 35. By the time you're in your 40s, you can't afford to fuck up. Because at this point, there's a good possibility you won't recover before you die. Depending on what it is. You're going to have to think about these things. You know, I knew a person years ago that had 3 marriages he had been in. He was the problem. The women that he married were not. He was the problem. And his problem was he was pursuing a decadent lifestyle that he couldn't afford. He made $60,000 a year, and he talked about how he wished he made $170,000-$180,000 a year. And for a while there, he took several jobs in order to brag about how much money he made. When he cracked $100,000, he was so happy. But here was the problem. One, he had no quality of life because he was working his ass in the ground. Number two, the time he did have off, he spent in nightclubs and different events. And he was dog tired all the time. And number three, more so than anything, every woman that he got in his life took him for everything he had. So he was perpetually starting over. And he'd marry these women, and they'd see the sucker that they had, and they would take him to the cleaners. 3 times. His mother talked to him, his sister talked to him. He didn't want anybody in his business. But yet, he would complain. And he'd call me up complaining. I'd hang up on his ass. I didn't want to hear it. And a lot of you write in because you're upset about the answer that you receive from people that you don't like. Some of you write in to me. telling me, it was useless me contacting you. Well, I didn't ask you to contact me about your problem. You just didn't like the answer you received. One lady wrote me talking about what could she do to keep her husband from cheating. I said, nothing. She said I was useless. And then she goes on to say, oh, well, you're a man anyway, so what would you know? Well, why would you ask me? But if you look at it, there's nothing you can stop a person from doing. If they're determined to do something, they're going to do it. If they want to fuck somebody, they're going to do it. If they want to cheat on you, they're going to do it. If they want to leave you, they're going to do it. If they want to be with someone else, they're going to do it. It's up to their discretion. You are a nobody to them. And that's what a lot of us don't want to face. That we may not measure up in order to face the fact that we may not be the person they're looking for, but maybe the person they're going to use. And you have to protect yourself. Now, I get a lot of complaints about people saying, oh, well, you know, you overthink things, you're too analytical. We get that a lot. But here's the thing. But after we get those complaints, guess what happens? The very people who say that shit would write in about their problem. And their problem is usually something that's been covered in one of the podcasts. Because see, what you do is you strike a nerve. And when you strike that nerve, automatically they're triggered to go into denial. They're triggered to not deal with it. Because there's some people that like to be miserable. They don't want to come out and say it. But that's what it comes down to. They always got a conflict. They always got confusion. They always got something going on. Because that's a form of entertainment for them. Going on that hamster wheel. And most of us in the real world don't have time for that bullshit. That's the reason why many of you have friends that you've asked advice for. And they tell you, no, that's your relationship. I'm not dealing with it. That's because they've been burned before. Because the person that they told the truth to didn't like the answer. See, what they're looking for is an amen. You're not going to get that from me. You're going to get the truth. Because a lot of you waste your lives in dead-end-ass relationships. Some of you come out better being alone. Others of you have come out better just getting a fuck buddy. Some of you don't even deserve a relationship. That's the truth. I have heard from more entitled people on this show over the years. Don't have shit a pot to piss in, but making all these demands of people. He's got to buy me a Birkin bag. He's got to buy me this Gucci ensemble I wanted. He's got to spend X number of dollars on my birthday. Nobody's falling for that shit no more. They're just not doing it. And then you complain about the men who will do something like that. You call them weak. You call them homosexual. You call them all this other shit. And the reason why is because you can't get a man who's about something to do that shit. The only thing you can get is a loser that's about nothing to do it. So you get pissed off at the quality of the man. And these are the very women, fellas, that will try to go for a high-value man. A low-quality woman going for a high-value man. What a contradiction. And so, what do you see? You see these women cyclically dating a dude with a whole bunch of baby mamas. And these women wind up fucking the same guy, trying to outdo the other baby mamas. While many of these other men, they pull back from that shit and they say, I ain't getting involved in that. I ain't fucking my life up like that. That's not a life choice that I've chosen. I'm going in this direction. And then, a lot of these women will get upset because you didn't fall under their spell. No, dear, you go fuck around with the low-hanging fruit. You're not going to climb this tree. And this is what men are saying indirectly. And let me tell you something, ladies. You see a lot of these women on TikTok, and you're starting to see a lot of these young women that are taking on the characteristics of their moms, their aunts, talking about how it's worthless to have a relationship, men are this, men are that, men are this, men are that. These are the very women that if they got the attention of a man, they'll run with it. And the reason why they're vocalizing their disdain is because they're looking for one. And they feel as though if they be provocative enough, they'll find a guy. Ladies, let me tell you something about using that technique. That man that you attract, he's going to be trying to prove something to you. You know what that is? Not that he's a better guy than the other guys. He's going to prove to you, yeah, you know what? The way you talk about men is the way I'm going to be. And this guy's going to come in, fuck the shit out of you, leave you, probably leave you with a child, and move on just to prove a point. That provocative talk, I'm not talking about the sexual shit. I'm talking about the angry woman shit. You're going to always wind up with a guy that's going to come in there, clean himself up, and you're going to think that he is different from everybody else. And he's going to do you the same way. He's going to fuck you and leave you. And the reason why he's doing this is to prove a point, to shut you the fuck up. Because you're already upset and angry. He's going to keep you that way. He's going to deliberately keep you that way. Because, see, the only people you attract with anger are angry people. No man in his right mind is going to try to deal with an angry woman or a woman that's always bashing men because they don't have nothing to prove to you. The only person that has something to prove to you is the guy that's just as angry as you are. That's it. So when I hear these women talking about men this and they go on that litany of relationships that were so negative and didn't work out for them, hell, I've had negative relationships, but guess what? I never allowed those relationships to control my feelings. See, that's what you have to realize. The only power you have, ladies, is with you. If you find someone that doesn't realize that they don't have, that they have control of their power, of their feelings, but they don't utilize that, those are the guys that you wind up manipulating and using. And I know some of you think your little pussy is going to just do everything for you. Because the guy's going to have the prospect of sleeping with you, so therefore you could just go and do whatever you so desire. Ladies, I got news for you. The more complicated it is to fuck you, the easier it is to fuck another woman. You're nothing special. I know, based on a puritanical background in America, where sex has been taboo and it's been treated more or less like this high commodity that's put behind a fucking case with a lock on it. But guess what? America's a melting pot. There's a lot of diversity. And there are people from other cultures. They don't have to go through all that shit. So, be special. Because after all, it's all about you, for you. But you have no control beyond the scope of your own feelings. And every one of you have the capacity, the right, and the authority to control how you feel at any time in your existence on this planet. But it's up to you to control that and to take that and not let someone trigger you into doing something stupid. That's the key. Now, another thing that will happen. A woman may meet you, you start dating, and then she makes this pretty outrageous request. A request of something that, okay, I'm going to test you and see whether or not I could get away with this with you. And fellas, let me tell you something. She'll be down to give you the pussy just to see. So it'll be something to the effect of, let's go on a weekend getaway. Wait a minute. We just met. And you're wanting to make plans to go on a getaway. Let's get to know each other a little bit better because I don't want to be stuck in a damn hotel room with you beachside at some city. And then all of a sudden I realize we don't get along and I'm wasting my money on you. I'm wasting my time. But see, they think that the vagina will compensate. Why do we have to take a trip? Are we just going to fuck? Makes no sense. But what that person's trying to do is to test you. They might test you for asking for money. Well, you know, my phone bill is due. But I hope you have the money to pay it because you damn sure not getting it from me. If you're on a first date and they start asking that shit, you got to let them know up front. You don't know them well enough. I see what they're trying to do is they're trying to see how far they can go with guilt with you to capitulation, to see how they can go and make you feel guilty enough and then have you to comport yourself to their request. Now, once they find that you will do that, first thing she's going to tell her girlfriends, I got a good one this time. You guys will go out there and pay for hair and nails. You go out there and pay for babysitters. Y'all need to cut that shit out. And then you're so cynical about it. Well, in some way, you're going to wind up paying for pussy no matter what you do. Well, you go on with that attitude if you want to. When your ass needs that money in your 50s and 60s, when you look at all the money you fucked off with her, then talk about it. You want a woman that can pay her own bills, fellas, that can take care of her own upkeep. And let me tell you something, the very women that ask you for money for their hair and nails, and you just barely know them, and you're going out with them, those are going to be the very women that are going to call you broke with their broke asses. Because the one thing that they want to do is make you feel less than, like they do. They feel less than. That's the reason why they go to the extreme measure of calling you broke. They have an inferiority complex. And let me first tell you, I don't handle inferiority complex. I got good self-esteem. And then what do you see? You see the total opposite with some women. They got to go over the top and talk about how independent they are, how wealthy they are, how they don't need a man. Oh, you heard the rhetoric. Ladies, there's some men out there, they love to hear that independent shit. Because here's the thing. First thing they want to do is put their dick in your mouth, I'm telling you, to shut you up. I'm being realistic. I know it sounds chauvinistic as hell, but that's what they want to do. They're tired of hearing it. As I told you before, that observant woman who's more reserved, who's really processed and thought things out, that's the woman that man is going to have that respect for. That respect that many of you are desiring from men, that woman gets it. And ladies, you've seen this, where women could walk into a room and she doesn't have to say a word. And she gets the respect of every man in there. And you wonder, what makes her so special? Her behavior, the way she carries herself, the way she interacts with people. I had a friend of mine, she's still a friend to this day. Deborah, if you're listening, you know me, girl. I tried talking to Deborah years ago. Drop dead gorgeous woman. And she was very pleasant. Now, I got dissed. And when I got dissed, it wasn't a cold diss, but she dissed me in a way that, hell, I wanted to talk to her more. I wanted to talk to her some more because, you know, I was talking to her and I asked her, I said, so are you married? Because I don't want to intrude on a relationship. She says, yes, unfortunately I am. And I said, what do you mean, unfortunately? He said, well, I'm going to be going through a divorce soon, and emotionally, I would not be ready for a relationship for years. He said, I'm sorry, but you can sit down and we can talk. We talked for 2.5 hours that night, exchanged phone numbers and everything. This woman was very pleasant, refreshing. We went to the movies together, we went out and did other things together. No sex or nothing like that, we were totally platonic. But here's the thing. As she was going through her divorce, the one thing she did, she said, I'm very angry with my husband. He's done some things. And she never shared them with me, but apparently they were pretty egregious, pretty horrible. And she said, there are two ways of handling this. One is through the legal system, and the other is through my therapist. Because one thing that she did not want to do was be an angry divorcee because she had friends that were like that. And I learned a lot from her throughout the years. And the interesting thing is, she never dated, never got married after that. Now, I don't know whether or not it impacted her in such a way that she chose not to pursue any other relationships. That's her business. But one thing that I can truly say is this. She's been a damn good friend throughout the years. She's been a damn good friend. And I never forget one conversation we had about a month ago. And I was talking to her and I said, you ought to come on the show. And she was like, no, I'll probably think about it later. I said, okay. And I said, well, could we talk about certain things? And then she told me what I could talk about on the show today. And so what I talked about with her was, after the divorce, how does she feel? She said at first she felt relieved, and then she felt a lot of tension. And the tension she felt was, now I got to pay these damn attorney fees. Now we split up the assets. I got to reduce my lifestyle. So she had a lot of things going on, plus not to mention the grief, anger, and all the rest of that she had to go through. So she had a lot on her plate. And she said, I'm going to take my time and process every feeling I have, process every issue I have, so I can be a better person. Because if I went out there now, she said, it wouldn't work. She said, it would not work. She said, our relationship would fail. Now, what divorce does to some people, it shakes their confidence. Because some people look at it like a score. I failed at one marriage. Well, hell, I failed at one marriage. A lot of people did. And as I told you, in my marriage, it was both of our fault. Because we both failed. People don't like looking at it that way. Sometimes they want to blame the other party. And they want to walk away scot-free. Not so fast. We'll talk more in just a moment.
You have new mail.
Man, this chick I took out last night straight up asked me if I ate ass. She told me that was a deal breaker if I didn't. I lied and told her yes. We went to her place and I hit it doggy style. After I finished, she spreaded her booty cheeks wide. I saw them gray hemorrhoids. I put on my clothes and left her ass there. She got me fucked up.
Well, there you have it, ladies. You wanted to know the reason why men lie? This is a prime example. Some men will lie in order to shirk obligations. He made a commitment that he was going to do what she wanted him to do to her. Well, he went on, bust his nut, and got out of there. So, what does that do? That wanes the confidence of the woman in trusting men again, especially to that extent. Now, this is nothing new. These kind of things will happen. Let me give you another thing that men face sometimes. You know, there's some women out there, they're not going to pay for a babysitter. It costs too damn much. They have to pay for the babysitter while they're working. And they damn sure are not going to go and do it for a date. And they worn out their welcome with their family and friends, so they can't get a babysitter. And so they'll deliberately wait until their date gets to their residence and say, well, we either have to take the kids with us, or you have to pay for a babysitter. Because what she's trying to do is take away his options and put him in a crisis mode, where he's got to make a decision based on those two options she gave him, even though he has three. The other one is not to go on the date. There's a fourth one if he wants it, or else they could stay at home. Now, she doesn't want the latter two. She wants the first two that she gave. But he's a jerk if he walks out. People, if someone only gives you options that are favoring them, it's time to go. Because they're not being fair. They're not giving you all the options you have. Only the ones they want you to have. Now, here's the other thing we have to look at too. when it comes down to these obligations. A person will suck you into their situation. And many of you face this where you listen to your friends on the phone complaining and venting and everything else, right? You come up with suggestions and they tell you, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, that ain't right. What they're trying to do is to, of course, make it where they're still miserable and now they've sucked you in. Fellas, let me tell you something. You run across this sometimes. You go somewhere and you can always tell that woman's going to be looking at you. She's going to be looking down. You're going to see the ring on her finger. And some of you prey off of these women. Others of you try to avoid them. I was the one that tried to avoid them. And they come over, talk about the establishment. Oh, this is a nice place. I really like it. My second or third time here, my first time here, whatever time that they want to say. My name is so-and-so. He starts shaking hands. What are you drinking? And tell him. Do you come here often? No, I just come here every once in a while. And then she'll go order her drink. And she sits there. And then, of course, here comes the question. Being that you're a man, maybe you can answer this for me. Then she'll go in with it. No matter what you tell her, more than likely, she's going to have an excuse as to not implement it, or else she's going to take that option away. She's doing it voluntarily. She's doing that because she wants to suck you in. She wants you to think that she is talking about resolving her relationship. No. What she wants to do is to try to figure out a way that she can fuck you. That's it. Now, a lot of you guys take advantage of this and you play along with it. Everything she tells me, I tell her, well, why haven't you talked to your husband about this? And there's some women, I just tell them straight, I don't want to hear that shit. I really don't. Because the thing is, after a while, you know where it's going. Plain and simple. Sometimes, I had to be rude. There was one lady, she was persistent. And I told her, I said, look, let's go fuck. That ended the whole conversation. She took her drink and went somewhere else. And Jackie, the bartender, gave me a high five. But this is what you face sometimes with people who insist on using it as a method of trying to get too close to you. Now, the other thing you will face more often than not when it comes down to this obligation thing are people who will say they will take on certain things in initial stages of the relationship, but they really hadn't done their homework. And they honestly believe that they're ready for whatever is coming down the pike when they're not. And then they run for the hills. It's better if a person can make a decision before you go out on a date as to whether or not they can deal with you. Those people that catfish, they deserve everything they get. I do not feel sorry for them. Everything, but not death, of course, but everything else, getting hurt, being embarrassed, I don't feel for them at all. Because they were not honest in the beginning. Let these people know what they're getting involved with. Let them know what they're dealing with. And a lot of times people don't. They don't need to know that. That's my business. Because in the end, you're hoping that you've built up enough equity in a relationship where you can actually tell the truth. And this is where you get fucked up. If you told the truth in the beginning, you don't have nothing to worry about. So, what else, some of the obligations? The guy may lie and say that, you know, because a woman may say stuff like, well, I don't date any man that's on child support. I have any baby mama drama. I don't have any of that. The guy will say something like that. And then she gets involved with him. Then she finds out that he's still dealing with the baby's mama. Finds out that he's still dealing with child support cases. Take care of all that shit. So I make it a point. I don't fuck around with a woman that's still going through court proceedings, for bankruptcies, for lawsuits, IRS trouble. I don't fuck with them if it comes down to situations, child custody, anything like that, any kind of litigation. Mm-mm. I ain't got no time for it. The reason being is that as you get yourself sucked into that relationship, you then are going to have to start paying some of those legal bills at some point. I don't deal with women that are on child support when the husband or the boyfriend has custody. Nope. Ladies, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You wouldn't accept men under those conditions. I'm not accepting women under those conditions. You get no special privileges because you got a pussy, ladies. Mm-mm. Some of you really think you want to be equal when it's convenient to be equal. But you want that damn gap between equality where it involves responsibilities and obligations. Fair is only fair. And it's not that I'm better than anyone, it's that I wouldn't come to someone in that condition for a relationship. I would take care of my business before I would take my ass out there on the dating scene out of respect to the person that I would potentially want to be with. All right, Ariel writes the following, and Ariel is out of somewhere in Indiana, she writes. I started going out with this guy about a week ago, and my sister called me frantically at work. She told me not to go out with the guy. Then she sent me a screenshot of his criminal charges. Sexual assault was all I needed to see. I want to thank her for this. She and I have not talked in a long time, but I told her about my relationship, even though we don't get along that well. And she actually did the work and found out things about him. So I think this is a way that we could probably bond again. So in a roundabout way, her saving me from going out with this guy is actually a blessing, and then it's bringing us together. Well, that's cool. And I tell you ladies all the time, check these guys out. Fellas, check these women out. Because women do deviant shit just like men do. I was watching Court TV, and this was a while back. And this man had started dating this lady, met her on one of the dating sites. She was a child predator. She had registered as a sex offender. Did he check? Nope. He was going out there on a date with her. And then they got to a restaurant, and there were a couple of people that started pointing at them. And then one of the women said something when they were leaving the restaurant, and that's when he realized this woman was a predator. Well, the problem came about. She was still married to her ex-husband. She didn't tell him this. The ex-husband's case was coming up because he was involved in a situation. She had already did her time, but they didn't have enough evidence to pin him at the time, but his case was still going through. And this guy found out that he was dealing with all this shit, and he wanted out. It was pretty messy. And what I understand, the woman had tried to make arrangements to have the guy knocked off, and the boyfriend chickened out and went to the police. Told the police. You have to really watch it, folks. You have to do your due diligence. I think it was Court TV. It was either Court TV or one of those other detective shows. But it was pretty interesting, because people will try to repackage and rebrand themselves in any kind of way possible. And I know, you know, people talk about wearing the scarlet letter for life and all that shit. Well, you have to really think about what's going on in your life. You have total control over it. I think there was a woman in Tennessee on one of the cases. She got impregnated by a 12-year-old teacher. And she's got a lot of pending litigation because it was like 22 students, I think, that have been assaulted by her. These people are sick. there's something that's wrong with these individuals. Because see, what you're seeing, whether or not we want to say it, you're seeing an increase in women sexually abusing children. I see a lot of men don't really do background checks on stuff like that. But women would damn sure do it on us. They'll Google the shit out of us. Fellas, you're going to have to start doing this too. Again, we talk about equality, right? That's what's important. We talk about equality. We're not talking about that convenient equality. We're talking about that equality that applies across the board. I talked a while back about shifting obligations. A lot of people like doing that. Some women will want a relationship just to throw the burden of their responsibilities onto someone else. But fellas, you may run across women that want you to adopt their children. They want to get married so that they can go on and live the happy life with you. Especially if the dad's locked up in jail or whatever. But here's one thing you have to understand. By doing that, by taking on that responsibility, you will be liable for child support if things don't work out between the two of you. Please understand that. And you're going to be responsible for the welfare and care of those children. I still pity the men that are out there who found out that the child wasn't theirs and they still stuck by that child because the mom either didn't know who the father was or lied about who the father was. Then you have the others that find out and they're pissed because the guy didn't want to be in a situation with the woman for an extended period of time and the kid was the only reason why they were together. And he finds out the kid is not his and now he's ready to leave. Because he's pissed off. Hell, I could have left your ass 7 years ago if I knew that the kid wasn't mine from birth. But you didn't want him to leave. Because you wanted a man in your life. And so you lied. But I don't see what the big deal is. After all, you were doing for the kid, so why don't you keep doing for the child? Because after all, it's our child. And even though he may not be yours or she may not be yours, you got a bond with them. That's the same argument they use in the court. Fellas, get you a DNA test as soon as you possibly can. Because there's some women out there that will use the system to their advantage. You have to watch it. When these mothers are getting on their sons, 13, 14, 15 years old, about messing around with some of these women, especially women that have already fucked up in their lives, fell in love with a guy, had a baby with him, shit didn't work out, and now she's a single mom at 19 or 20, two or three kids, and then his ass turns 18 as a man, and this girl is trying to persuade him to be with her. He realizes it's more difficult trying to get pussy from a single woman than a woman that's already had kids in that age range. And she pussy whips him. And she has, especially if she's older, she really got him. Then she's got him doing dummy missions. And she's got to put a wedge between him and his mom and family so that she can have more control. And she'll belittle him about being a mama's boy. Tell him stupid shit like, well, I'm your woman. You're not fucking your mama. You fucking me. And then he's in a state of confusion because he wants to consider the obligations to his mother, but he wants to consider an obligation to his woman. And this is where his woman wants him to be, confused, because she knows with this she could pull on him at any point. The worst comes to worst, she gets pregnant again by him. Big deal. She's got it. But he's torn between manhood with this woman and being the dutiful, appeasing son with mom. And mom told him the whole time, don't fuck around and get caught up in some shit like that. Now, another thing you may run into, some of you have made some poor choices in life. Mistakes. Everybody makes them. It could be a bad marriage that didn't work out. It could be a relationship that didn't work out. And you may have friends or family members that always tease you about that shit. And they make that the center focus of your life. Talking about that same old shit every time you see them. Cut them out of your life. Seriously. Just exit them out of your life. Because the problem for you is that they're going to constantly try to make you feel a certain way. And yet, they're going to try to make the comparison and contrast between them and you. You don't need somebody in your life like that. Because they're going to always try to make you feel as though, no matter how much you try to do better, they're going to make you feel bad about yourself. You feel bad about yourself, about the decision you made and the situation you were exposed to, because you were there. The only thing those motherfuckers did was just observe from afar. They don't know. So the only thing they can do is just bring that shit up all the time on a cycle. They bring that same shit up. You get tired of hearing it. You don't need those people. Let them go. They're a nuisance. Those are the people that will hold you back in life. Whether it's family or friends. Because they don't grow. Now, what happens when a person doesn't develop? They try to bring everything down to their level. And their comprehension level is, if it doesn't relate to me, it has no value. Remember I talked about getting stuck in your ways? This is where a lot of people wind up as they get older. They're inflexible. These are the people, if they lost their partner, it'd be hard for them to find another one. Because nobody else is going to put up with that shit. And a lot of them have to stay married. Because nobody else would want them based on that premise. Yeah, there's somebody for everyone, but you know what? There may not be someone in your local or immediate area for you. Now, another thing to keep in mind, too, is this. People love to transfer their responsibilities and problems onto you. A person starting up a business that you just meet. You guys are now flowing in the relationship. You're enthusiastic. You're offering to help, but you're not offering to take on the responsibility of running the business or developing it. And that person feels as though, well, if you love me, here you go. You would help me. And they throw everything in your lap. And then they look at you like you're a secretary or something. Because you're the one that's supposed to develop this business and run it. Even though they may not provide any funding or anything like that, and they'll start saying shit like, well, you know, why don't you just go take $200 out of your account and just pay for this and pay for that. I'll reimburse you. Ladies, do not fall for this shit. This is where most women get burned. Don't do that shit. You're building up this man's business and your name's not on one sheet of paper. And if that thing ever turns profitable, he's going to wipe his ass with you. If you're going to get involved with something like that, tell him you want 50% ownership. That'll stop that bullshit very quickly. He'll be a fool to sign that, because if he's not married to you, it would just be like him signing a partner onto the company that he found off the street. Dumb is, this dumb does. Plain and simple. Now, one other thing too. In these relationships, as you know, people will try to conceal some of the things that they don't want you to see that may be embarrassing, compromising, or may give you a different perspective where you may not want to choose them. I want you to notice one thing. If you run across this, I want you to take note of how much effort they had to put in trying to hide things from you. Because that's an indicator. I'm talking about, like, after you find out, I want you to look at all of the shit you had to do in order to find things out. And they will always hit you with the lie, well, I was going to tell you at some point. Well, some point for most people is, I was going to tell you, only if you found out. If you didn't find out, I was going to keep doing the same shit I did, lying to you. And that's what some people are proficient in doing. We'll talk more in a moment. Now, this is a cute young lady, and it's sad that she's so pessimistic. She's in her early 20s, at least. Now, here's the thing. She's saying that she has to fit in order to get a man. But what she's not looking at is, being that she's already thinking that she, hey, I need to be original, I need to be myself. What she doesn't realize is at this point, that's a standard. She doesn't have to raise it. She could filter out guys based on the fact that the guys would want the conventional women that she described. Those women that were going to get in their fake hair and all of that. She's the difference. She is the exception and not the rule. She could use that to her advantage. Ladies, I'm telling you, you have a lot of value that you never cash in on. Something like this, this young lady, the only thing she has to do is change her environment as far as her dating environment. Start dating guys in other areas with other interests. And what she will realize is that the value she saw in those men were really less than what she was worth as a person. But she doesn't see that right now. See, sometimes you got to take yourself out of the environment because you're too close and then really look at what you're dealing with. I'll give you an example. When I used to go to the mixers back in the day, you had mixers in different communities. They had them in Inglewood. They had them in Los Angeles. They had them in West Los Angeles. They had them in Orange County. They had them in Ventura County, San Diego County, Riverside, San Bernardino. So in certain areas, you kind of knew what you were going to be dealing with. They're in San Bernardino, Riverside, probably a little bit rural. When you start dealing in Los Angeles, it's going to be a little bit more sophisticated. Orange County, a little bit more sophisticated. And ritzy. You go down to San Diego, kind of casual. Ventura, it'll probably be a mix. So it all depended on where you went. So that dictated the caliber of women that many of the guys would be exposed to. That's the reason why I used to go to mixers in a lot of places. Because I didn't want to get stuck with just that one note, that one type. Because what happens then, you start focusing on that and you're trying to, you know, cash in a lottery ticket on somebody that you find and say, hey, this is what I've been looking for. And you've wasted all this time seeking that person and then never fail to look at people that may appreciate you as you are. And this is where she's running into a problem. Social media has a lot to do with this. Online dating has a lot to do with this. Because, see, on online dating, you could be dissed by a person. And some people take it personally, especially younger people that grew up in the digital age. Because they were closer to their computer and their mobile device than they were people. So with this, it has an impact. Now, those of us who went through the whole transition from a rotary telephone all the way to now with these handheld devices, it's a little bit different for us because we know how to function in both environments. But sometimes you have people who just grew up in one environment and they don't know how to quite function outside of it. Now, the thing that I fear in the future, though, for people, once they take these mobile devices away, if they ever happen to be replaced or else be done away with, many of these people are not going to be able to function because they're going to be their dependency. And this is a problem that a lot of people look at. Now, the other thing we have to realize is that a young lady like this, and she's beautiful, let me tell you, she's too young and too beautiful to put herself in that category. And the sad thing about it is she'll probably try to measure up or measure down to one of those guys that she's going for, and he's going to bring her down even lower, dog her out. And she doesn't have to stoop to that level. But sometimes, for validation purposes, people will go and do that just so they can feel like they're a part of something. Well, sometimes you got to stand alone in order to stand at all or sit with everybody else and not be noticed. It's up to you to make the decision. But don't let your environment control you. You always control your environment. Remember when I talk about the five things to protect? Your freedom, your wealth, your mobility, your decision-making skills, and your reputation. When I talk about mobility, I'm talking about where, if things are not going for you pretty well in that particular environment, where you can relocate or move. Whether it's physically, emotionally, or mentally. Meaning that you can go and say, well, you know, I'm tired of dating people from this side of town. I'm going to date somebody new from the other side of town. And then you find yourself probably clicking with someone else. And it's a whole different thing. But it all depends on how you plan on positioning yourself and what you plan on dealing with. As I told you before at the beginning of the show, people will have things attached to them, situations attached to them. And you're going to have to determine whether or not it's a situation you can manage, stomach, tolerate, or accept. It's just more than the physical attractiveness. You got to go well beyond that. You got to deal with the factors as they are. And those factors may be that that person may have some issues that they haven't brought up that you're going to have to contend with at some point in the relationship. But see, what I fear for a young lady like this is that she'll get to a point of having a low self-esteem by talking about she'll be alone. She didn't have to be alone. Should I date her? But no, she didn't have to be alone, in all seriousness. The reason why is because of the fact that she's looking at it from the perspective of, these are my only choices. And some of you ladies wonder why such a beautiful woman winds up with a guy that ain't about shit. This is how. Because she'll start thinking that her choices are very limited. And if one of these guys give her some attention, she's going to take it. And he may not have the best intentions for her. And she will wind up stuck in the same environment. Thinking and living in that same environment. You know, the one thing I did when I was a young man in Mississippi, a young kid, I always looked at other parts of the world when I go to the library. I would always try to learn the other languages. About the other cultures. And I made it a point that Mississippi was not a place I was going to stay for my life. I made that a life goal because I saw so many people stay there and I watched them basically wither away. Their dreams are dashed. And like now, when I talk to some of them, they're my age. I can't wait to meet my maker. Is your life so damn horrible that you got to wait to die in order to have a better life? Fuck that. Enjoy the one you're living now. When you can be proactive and do everything you need to do in it. The other one's not guaranteed. That's speculative at best. But some people don't see it that way. Well, I just wanted to play this clip because it was sad to see such a wonderful young girl wind up thinking that she's trapped. Thinking that there's nothing out there. Now, here's the thing. A couple of things that would probably help her. Fuck looking for a man now. This is time for me to go forward. Get my education. Get my life together. So I have better choices in men. So I won't have to go and worry about the guy that's only interested in a woman with a lace front. Well, she could have better choices in the guys who will choose her by putting herself in environments where her choices are enhanced. But no, most of us want it now. We want the relationship now. Come as you are. Come as you are. Oh, sorry. Had a little nirvana there for a minute. Memoria. Memory. I love that song. Doom, 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 doom. But anyway, yeah. That's one thing that, you know, unfortunate. And it's not just age restrictive because there are other people in different age ranges that actually have these sentiments. There's nobody out there. Well, sometimes we might have in mind the ideal person we want, especially you ladies. And he's not going to ride up on a horse with shining armor. He might be a diamond in the rough. Ladies, when we meet you, we understand that there's going to be some fucked up shit that we got to deal with. We understand that. It's how much fucked up shit we got to deal with. That's the question. And this is the reason why we try to minimize our exposure to a magnitude of it. Because it can get to a point where it becomes a little bit too much. It becomes a little bit too much for us. So we have to know. Because, see, you're not going to accept us with a whole bunch of things in our arsenal. Women that have kids don't want a man with kids. That kind of thing. So, you really have to look at it from the standpoint that when it comes down to the measure of equality, some women will say they want equality until they get it. And then they don't want the responsibility associated with it, while other women will take that equality, wrap it around their waist, and keep right on moving like it's nothing. And they take on that responsibility, take on the entire, keep going. They don't even miss a step. And fellas, these are things that will impact your relationship if you make a choice. With a woman that's going to have conditional equality on things, oh, she's going to stand up for the things that are going to benefit her and step back from the things that won't. That woman that is an egalitarian and believes in equality, she's going to take the good, the bad, and the indifferent. And guess what? She's going to be an ideal woman for some man because of the fact that you got to worry about her when times get harder. You got to tighten the budget, tighten the belt. She's going to help you tighten it. She's not going to then feel as though she's entitled and tell you what you got to do as her man to take care of her. She's the kind of woman that's going to say, hey, let's take care of each other since we love each other. That's the way it goes. Now, I wouldn't be surprised this young lady has those qualities because she seems to have a sense of self and not trying to fit in to belong. And she feels kind of isolated from that probably because she's not as popular as the other women are. But that's a cool thing. That's what makes her unique. So that in itself has a value. And sometimes women forget about that because a lot of women have intrinsic value. Even the woman that I'm going to ether later on in the show, she has an intrinsic value. She needed some help. But what I'm saying, though, is this. Overall, folks, don't totally devalue yourself, but don't cut other people down trying to make yourself feel or look better. Work on you. You could do more work constructively on you than you can on anybody else by their criticism. By criticizing them, you're doing nothing. Yeah, it gives you a little rush to make you think you're better than someone else. But outside of that, it's not benefiting you. So it's good to take a moment and see where your life is headed. Because all of us could write down some things we'd like to do in our lives and would like to change in our lives and change about ourselves. And a lot of those things, we're not going to change because we're comfortable with them. But for some reason, we think that maybe some of the things that we have grown accustomed to are bad. What do we usually do when we find something that's bad about us? We change it immediately, don't we? For our own interest. I'm talking about our change, not somebody else telling us to change. But here's the thing. There may be some other things that we really love that we haven't changed. And it doesn't benefit us not to change. But we go on. I had a friend of mine that used to smoke at least 2 packs of cigarettes a day. No joke, he was a chronic chain smoker. Couldn't stand to be around him because he always smelled like Camel cigarettes or Newports. And I'll never forget one time he told me, he said, you know, I went to the doctor today. Tell me I need to quit smoking. I said, really? He's like, yeah, I looked at my x-rays and they look pretty bad. Well, a few months later, he started the coughing. And I mean that smoker's cough, that deep one where you got phlegm and all that shit coming up. And he went back to the doctor. Doctor told him, quit now while you're ahead. And eventually he got back down to one pack a day. Then he got to a half pack a day. Then he was only smoking a few cigarettes a day. And then he finally got to zero. He held it as long as he could. And what happened, he started dating this woman who smoked. I told him, that's a bad omen. And he was like, oh man, what are you talking about? You're superstitious. I said, no, I don't date women that smoke. My mother used to smoke. And he's like, what does that got to do with anything? I said, well, it's a temptation that's going to start you back smoking again because you're in love with this woman. He started back smoking. Then eventually they'd take a lung out. And he was in bad shape. His health declined after that. But the doctor started trying to tell him. And then eventually, the woman that he was with, she died of lung cancer. And he lived a pretty good while before he passed away. But it was really sad. Because I remember my mother telling me, don't take up the smoking habit. Dad told me the same thing, but Dad didn't smoke. And so I said to myself, well, okay. So I stuck by that. I'm not going to smoke cigarettes, what I was saying. When I got in the Marine Corps, I started smoking cigars. Got up to 36 cigars a day. A whole box of cigars a day. I'm talking about the big box. Swisher Sweet Perfectos. And then I started thinking about what's going to happen to me in the future. And then I talked to the doc and I said, Doc, would it be okay if I dip these cigars in cognac and not light them, but just enjoy the rush from them? He said, well, you could do that, but I prefer you not having any tobacco at all. Damn. And so after a while, I just said, well, the hell with it. That was going to save me money by not smoking. And it did. It did immensely. And I felt better after going through that because it wasn't worth it. And now, of course, smoking is very unpopular now, thank goodness. And the one thing to keep in mind with it is, if you're a smoker, it's going to be very difficult for you to find someone unless you're in an environment where there are a lot of smokers. But if you're in a health-conscious community, yeah, you might have to go out of your community in order to find somebody that's a smoker. Or if you're in a hood community and most of the people smoking weed, smoking cigarettes, you may have to really look high and low to find someone who doesn't smoke. If you don't smoke, you can't be around it. That was one thing I hate about going to the clubs. And I love going to the smoke-free clubs. Because nobody wanted to come home smelling like cigarette smoke or anything else. Or weed. But so many things have changed now. Well, folks, I'm going to let you hear this message. Give my response, and we'll be back.
You have new mail.
Your show is bullshit like you are. The last person to be giving dating and or relationship advice are men in general, and especially men like you. For goodness sakes, you're a black man, the least sought after men out there. I'm sure the only value you have is a big dick. Whoopee! Even black women talk about you negatively. So, nobody cares about your opinion. I'm sure you're a felon and you owe child support. I wonder, how many baby mamas you have? I am on the Hinge app and Bumble and my inbox is full. I bet you can't say that because as women we are in command and control. Any minority men that contact me, I delete. Maybe you should shut up and wait for some lonely, desperate, and old woman to choose your sorry ass. A respectable blonde like myself would never consider a man like you asshole.
What in the sea hag fuck is wrong with you, woman?
Oh, ma'am, I would like to thank you for listening to the Romantic Truth Podcast. Your listenership has been enjoyed. Now, I'm going to go in on your ass in a minute. But let me put the disclaimer out here. When I'm about to do with this woman, ladies, no matter what shape, size, build, age you are, you're exempt. I am not talking about all women or any women. I'm just talking about this one motherfucker here. That's it. Now, ma'am, you did not get any emotional charge out of me. As a matter of fact, Jillian didn't want me to respond. Natalie did. They were the ones that actually pulled this message because I was ready to delete. I didn't even hear it until they sent it to me for me to hear. Now, okay, you want your 15 minutes of fame because this segment's going to be about 15 minutes. So I'm going to dedicate some of this to you. Not all of it, because you don't deserve all of it. Now, let's go and unpack a few things you said first. You said that I was probably a felon, which I'm not. I've been in jail one day in my life. You said I have children. I'm supposed to have baby mamas. I don't have any baby mamas. I don't have any children. So it looks like you're 0 for 2 so far. Now, the other thing too is this, ma'am. Your statistics about black men being the most unsought people, which is a lie. Asian males discriminated because of their height. But 0 for 3 now. Here's the other thing too. I didn't want to do this, but Natalie went on and did it. She sent me a DM with a link to your Facebook page. Oh, you shouldn't have done that shit. Ma'am, let me tell you something. I have seen better bodies on F-150 pickup trucks. I'm going in on your ass. First of all, you're going to sit here and talk about how blonde you are or whatever. You're not blonde down there. Because if you look at that photo of you in that black one-piece swimsuit, you have brown and gray pubic hair coming out of both sides. Now, I'd recommend you go down to maybe Alice Chambliss or John Deere and get one of those damn hay balers or get a fucking riding mower or something and probably trim up your pubic area. And what the fuck is up with those three stomachs? I have never seen a person walk around with three stomachs in a one-piece bikini. So when you get a stomach ache, you put Melanta in one, Maalox in the other one, and Pepto-Bismol in the third one. How the fuck does that work? That's a talent. That's something that not too many people... Ma'am, you shouldn't have started. Your titties were so long that they were down by your fupa. I thought they were buttons on your damn wetsuit. I didn't know till I saw the nipples. I was like, oh, those are... Don't take your ass out there in the ocean wearing that damn one piece. You're going to be mistaken for a fucking seal. And the great white going to be up there. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to bite you, ma'am. Now, I know you may think very highly of yourself, ma'am, but you have no shape. Seriously, you have no shape. Your ass is so flat that when you probably got a paddling as a kid, they had to take you in the hospital for a spinal injury. There was nothing there. I'm just being honest with you, ma'am. Don't come for me. I am not the person. I walk past a woman with all of your situations that I've just pointed out, I would treat her with the utmost respect, but not you, because of this stupid thing you did. Now, I don't know if you're a Trumpler fuck or not. Don't care, really. If I was given the challenge of sleeping with you one night or staying on a desert island with a canteen of water for 30 days, I would extend it to 90 days. Fuck it. You're definitely on the do not fuck list, that's for sure. You can check that yourself. The other thing, ma'am, is this. In all fairness, all these men you're supposed to have on Hinge and Bumble, there's no men in any of your photos. And you have a plethora of photos. We went through all of them. You have no photos with a man. You got plenty of photos with different cats. So that tells me that you might be a cat lady. Y'all motherfuckers are dangerous. Now, The one thing that I will tell you is this, man, in all fairness, you need some help. Your anger is against men. You tried to insult me by using black as if that was going to do something. That didn't do shit to me because I don't know you. You're not even close to my feelings because you can't get to them because those are my feelings, not yours. And the only reason why I'm responding to you on this is because you were so egregiously disrespectful to the audience, not to me. I give a fuck less because I have been called worse by better people than you. And I respect them, as of this point, more than I respect you in that regard. So you haven't really done anything that really impacted me. And by the way, what I'm doing now, this is mild. Just think if you would have really pissed me off. Yeah. See, I'm a very, very, very patient person. But I know someone when they need help. And you need some sort of help. Because this anger that you have against men mainly, I'm not responsible for you being butthurt from the men that have used you and abused you in your past. I'm not your whipping boy for that. You might want to go and contact a therapist for that. I can help you in that capacity. Everyone who listens to this show knows that I'm not a therapist. I'm not a dating coach. I'm not a life coach. I talk about situations. Now, if you don't really care for what I talk about on the show, you call it bullshit or whatever, you can so kindly remove yourself from listening from the show. You won't be missed. I mean, there won't be any kind of sorrow. There won't be a funeral for your leaving or anything like that. Probably be a celebration, if anything. So if you try to contact me in the future, don't expect a response. Don't even expect this again. And more so than anything, have a nice day. And how do the Christians say it? Jesus loves you, and so don't I. Oh, damn it. I fuck that up every time. But anyway, take care, ma'am. Best of luck to you. And don't forget to clean the litter box. Take care. Folks, you'll run across people that are angry at the world. They're angry at everyone because of mistakes they've made. And they don't want to be accountable and accept the fact that, you know what, maybe I need to turn my life around and look at things differently. Every once in a while, I get these angry messages or an email from somebody that's disgruntled. And usually what it's associated with is a decision that they made that they regret with someone else. Now, here's the thing. A lot of times in relationships, you will have partners that will try to convince you to do something to better yourself, so to speak. But they put forth no effort in themselves. This is the reason why I tell you, whenever there's a compromise that has to be made, or you make it, that person should also be considerate enough to make a compromise too, so that person doesn't feel alone. A couple of you have written in about this. One gentleman in particular didn't want to have his name read on the air. I didn't read the email, but roughly what happened with him, the woman wanted him to go into debt and buy all these fancy suits, but she was still walking around in blue jeans and a t-shirt, wanting to show him off. So he went on and bought one suit, and they went to an event, and she was dressed casual, but he was dressed to the nines, and she was showing him off. And then when he made the comment about her kind of dressing up a little bit more, she took offense. You have some people that will do that because they're trying to put all the energy that they need to put in themselves into their partner. You really need to reevaluate that. Look at the integrity of your relationship. Is it worth it? That's one question you're going to be asking yourselves as you go through a relationship. Is it worth it? And the first time you get the answer no, it's time to probably look at, it's time to go. Now, a lot of people look at relationships as a terminal thing, like, I got to stay with this person because if I don't, nobody else will want me. Bullshit. That's the best way to put yourself in a situation that you don't need to be in. And a lot of people do this. And you don't have to. You don't have to back yourself into a corner like that. So, the main thing is, You want to always keep your options open. When they try to take your options away from you, your partner does, that's a red flag for you. Now I'm going to give you the options I want you to have so that I have the advantage of whatever choice you make. Meanwhile, I'm bullshitting you thinking that you have more options than you do, because if you choose an option that I have not chosen for you, then I'm going to pout and we're going to end the relationship. There's some people just that anal about relationships and about control. We have to deal with that. If I had to change the show for every person that has written in over the last 6 years about what they didn't like about it, about the topics, this show would not be a show. But one thing that I do is that those who write in and leave messages to the show, they're the ones that actually got us as far as the topics and everything. They have more power than anybody else. More power than me in some ways. Because it piques my curiosity to find out about something that I haven't thought about or I haven't looked at that they may be experiencing. We all have different experiences, folks. Nobody is the master of all. And I know we would love to have one person that had the Bible to everything in the world that was wrong. That would be ideal. That doesn't exist. Now, it was kind of funny because I received an email from a lady the other day. And she said, well, why should I listen to you? Because you have no professional credentials in the field, et cetera, et cetera. I said, yeah, but here's the thing. I want you to think about it for a moment. I'm just talking about topics and talking about situations. I have over 30 years experience out there on the dating scene. Would you go to a surgeon that just got out of medical school with no experience? Or would you prefer the experience and a little bit of knowledge associated with it? You could be proficient in anything if you study hard enough and then you go and get your license or whatever. It's not hard to do. But here's the thing. I always refer you to professionals. I always refer you to counselors and therapists. And the reason for that is because of the fact that, guess what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to spend a year working on a dissertation to get a PhD to go on and get, then have to do all the clinical to sit there and listen to somebody's problems all day. Sure enough, you get paid for it, but I had that choice plenty of times over. I was thinking about it when I went to get my master's. Yeah, should I get it in psychology? No. Get an MBA in international business. We'll look at it. It all depends on how you want to go with it. But then you can ask that same question. You're asking a person for directions. Should the person be a geographist? A person that was specializing in geography? Or would you just want somebody at random that knows something to ask you which way to go? And they're cracking up when you wind up with people like that. I never forget, I was on a date one night with a lady and we got lost. There's this restaurant she wanted to take us to. It's up in Coldwater Canyon in California. She got mad at me because I stopped and asked for directions. It was a guy that was walking down the street and I asked him for directions. He got us right to the place. She had us going down every other street, every other road, and the place wasn't too far away from where we were. And the first thing she said, oh, you don't trust me. Well, after a half tank of gas, damn near, my eyes were better with the guy that was on the street that knew everything that was walking to the Golden Lab. He seemed to know a lot more. He was just a layperson. But, you know, it all depends, because you'll run across some people that they only listen to people that have all of these credentials. Nothing's wrong with that. Except for one thing, if you go through life that way and you start making your judgments on situations like that when your life is in jeopardy or when there's something that's really crucial, it could be problematic. Because you could definitely make the wrong decision. Just saying. At least with people that are professionals in certain disciplines, or you need that specific discipline, it's a whole different story. Because, see, the people that listen to this show are people that may be experiencing some problems in a relationship, but it's not heavy enough to go and lay on a couch. It's things that they can think through themselves. Thinking is free, folks. It doesn't cost any money. You don't have to have all these credentials to think, to use your brain. You can do it all the time. But then you run across people who are lay people who really don't think for themselves. They want someone else to do it for them. That's when it gets crazy. For those of you who are still hounding me, yes, I'm still working on the book. I haven't stopped doing that. I've been slowing down on it because I'm going through some of the stuff and having to correct some of the numbers on some of the statistics and that kind of thing because we've gone from another year. I'm still going to leave the old ones in, but I'm going to go in with the new ones. So it's a mess, but I'm going to get it done sooner or later. That's a promise. Maybe more later than sooner. I'm just telling you because they're going to change a few things on the podcast. So I got to be ready for that as far as the way it's going to be put together with the logistical side of it on my end. It has nothing to do with what you guys will hear. But overall, though, folks, you want a partner that's going to be reciprocal, someone that's going to be nice, somebody that's going to respect you, and someone that's going to show you some sort of modicum of decency and love. Well, I got to go, folks, but I wish you all the best. Take care. Talk to you tomorrow.
We at Romantic Truth appreciate your listenership.
Listeners, you're invited to stream and listen to Jawsen's music on Apple Music, Amazon Music, Spotify, AudioMac, or Deezer. Type in Jawsen in the search for artists to follow and like modern instrumental music from his discography.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those solely of the host and are not condoned or endorsed by Romantic Truth, Anchor, or any of its affiliates.
The advice given herein is the expressed opinion of the host and not to be used for legal, marital, or family, counseling, or for professional practice purposes. In the event for professional assistance, please contact the local licensed professional family counselor, marriage counselor, or social services professional in your region.
If you need someone to talk to in regards to help, you may contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255. Available 24 hours. All correspondences read on the show have been pre-screened and pre-approved by the submitter to be aired on the show.
Be advised that all of the background music of production not provided by Anchor is owned by James Adams and Jawsen 1 Music, exclusively licensed for this Romantic Truth podcast under waiver.
Please understand that there were no people or animals hurt in the segments of this show, including plants. All sound effects were improvised in the studio setting with props. We are an equal opportunity employer with 2 Yorkie poodles and a rat terrier as the security detail.
Please be advised that the content of this podcast is under copyright by Romantic Truth and James Adams.